Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, new research says the children of parents suffering from alcoholism face an increased risk of also becoming alcoholics. Scientists found the increased risk depends on other major predictors, including gender, parents' social status, and the psychiatric hospitalization of parents. They also say the association seems to be strongest in female offspring. The findings appear in the journal Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research. A new study says Vancouver's controversial supervised injection clinic for drug addicts is saving lives.
The Inside Clinic is the first of its kind in North America, and the study says it has helped to dramatically reduce fatal overdoses in Vancouver's notorious downtown east side. Done by Dr. Thomas Kerr and colleagues from St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver, the study says the fatal overdose rate in the immediate area of the clinic was down 35% 27 months after Insight opened. The Harper government has been trying to close Insight, but the BC Supreme Court has ruled that that would be unconstitutional. The case next goes to the Supreme Court of Canada. Steve Henniger, The Canadian Press.
And air traffic controllers in the United States are getting more time off between their shifts after several incidents of them falling asleep on the job.
The new rules require controllers to have at least a 9-hour break between shifts, up from the current 8 hours. It's a start, says Chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Debbie Hersman. But what's really needed is a wholesale change in how controllers are scheduled.
What needs to be the primary concern is not just efficiency or the amount of time that you can get off, but safety.
The FAA insists more changes are ahead, but one idea that's apparently off the table, scheduled naps during work time. Lisa Stark, ABC News, Washington.